Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Listen with Other. Because grown-ups need bedtime stories too. No Service by Giles Booth. Episode 1. Worst Christmas Ever. This is an adaptation of a Christmas story I wrote in 2014, inspired by the unlikely twin spirits of Alan Garner and the late Shirley Hughes. Worst Christmas ever. Don't start, Lucy, said Dad softly from the driver's seat. At least they're not saying, are we there yet, every 5 minutes, said Delis. The only reason we're not saying that is because we don't want to get there at all, hissed Lucy. It's fair to say that there was no love lost between my big sister Lucy and Delis. Delis is Dad's girlfriend. I was going to say new girlfriend, but as he'd been seeing her for about a year before he left Mum, I don't think she counts as new. I'm not keen on her either, mind, but I'm not like Lucy. She's either silent or vicious to her, nothing in between. She hates her, and I think now she hates Dad as well. Dad cleared his throat. Lucy, please don't be like that. I know Christmas is going to be tough. Let's try and make the best of a bad job, snapped Delis, clicking on her phone. That's not what I meant, stuttered Dad. Lucy and I put our headphones back on. Delis clearly thought we couldn't hear. She was wrong. I could be out with my mates. My book club are going on a pub crawl tonight, followed by the theatre. My best friend from uni's over from Australia. I could be having cocktails with her. But no, I've been stuck in a car with you and your children for the last 6 sodding hours. Not my fault about the traffic, said Dad. Anyway, it was your idea for us to go to your family cottage in Wales. I'd pictured the two of us, you know, a roaring log fire, cut off from the world. Again, not my fault. No, your bloody wife's fault, dropping everything, taking off like that and leaving the kids. She's still upset. If you hadn't paid for it, she couldn't have gone. Guilty conscience. Of course I feel bad. She's always wanted to go to Venice. I wasn't going to stop her. Not in the circumstances. Christ, whispered Delis, furiously tapping at her phone. I guess I felt a bit sorry for Dad. He and Mum had sat us down and explained to us that they weren't getting on like we needed telling, and how they both had enough of the rows and they decided it was best for everyone if they got divorced. But now I was wondering if much had changed. He used to argue all the time with Mum, and now he was constantly bickering with his girlfriend. What had it achieved? Apart from making Mum so sad, she hardly ever stopped crying. I could now hear music leaking out of Lucy's headphones. Delis' face was lit by the glow of her phone, Dad's by the faint green luminescence of the dashboard. It was utterly dark outside. Hardly any other cars on the road now. Weird after the interminable traffic jams getting out of town. There was the odd sense of looming hills in the distance. Silence in the car. Silence so painful. I wanted to scream just to prove to myself that I still existed and that the people around me were real. Lucy fell asleep and so did Delis. I waited and waited. Are we there yet? I said. I saw Dad smile at me in the rearview mirror. It was gone midnight when we got to the cottage, and so dark I didn't take in what the place was really like. I just remember Dad bundling us into the house, telling Delis to leave all the food, except the wine. And the cold. It was so, so cold. I fell asleep curled up in a sleeping bag on top of an old bed in a room slightly bigger than the one I had at home. I woke up, utterly disorientated. My phone said 8:37. No signal. I badly needed a pee. I had no idea where the bathroom was. Mum always used to joke about that. They never need to find the loo in films and books, do they? I wondered where she was now, if someone was looking after her, or if she was still crying into a drink in a departure lounge somewhere. Maybe a rich, handsome Italian man would take pity on her and whisk her away, and then maybe break her heart again. I staggered along the landing and opened the first door. It was a dark box room, and at first I thought it was empty. Then I saw Lucy, fast asleep in a sleeping bag. I closed the door quietly. I tiptoed downstairs into the living room. It was so cold I could see my breath. The fire had gone out and there were two empty wine bottles. Dad and Delith were asleep on the sofa in each other's arms with an old tartan blanket wrapped around them. I suppose they must have made up. I crept into the tiny kitchen and found a wooden door with a latch opening off it into a small utility room and toilet. Bliss. It was even colder than the kitchen, though. I thought my feet were going to freeze to the stone floor. I couldn't decide if the glass in the window was frosted or frozen, so I ran my hand over it. Turned out it was both. A line of sugary ice outlined my fingers. I pulled the chain and nothing happened. Great. Steam rose from the bowl. Lucy was right. Worst Christmas ever. No Service was written, read and mixed by Giles Booth. It's a GSB Radio Enterprises production.